Now, the formulas for the clay minerals are large. I'm definitely not expecting that you memorize these sort of big mineral formulas. Instead, I give you the equation list, and on that equation list, you'll find a formula for kaolinite, except I won't tell you that it's kaolinite. So you've got to go through that list and just go, yeah, this thing is a feldspar. This thing is kaolinite. And that, hopefully, in general, it's created no problems in the past as long as people so do their homework. So the 2-1 minerals then, with these variable composition in the octahedral layer. Examples, vermiculite is the one that we find around plants and stuff that you buy in the shop. That sort of material that you see as a packing material quite often, that's vermiculite. Now vermiculite is obtained as one of the secondary clay minerals in soils, but you can actually make the thing synthetically as well. The moronite then is an example of a smectite mineral. We're now getting down to a bit more of an accurate representation of the relationship. We're saying here then that we've got silicon 4 minus Y, where we've got aluminium as Y. There's a relationship between X, which is then balancing the aluminium and magnesium ratio at the front and the potassium ratio at the start. So typically, X has got a value of 0.4, and then Y follows the relationship as above. So clay minerals are into the really messy sort of side of things in terms of their formula units. And you just have to get used to the fact that that's the way minerals are, because you're looking at a repeat unit inside the crystalline structure. And inside that repeat unit, we have got this fractional abundance material. That's just the way they are. Now, isomorphic substitution is where one atom, or in this case an iron, is replaced in a structure by another of similar size, so isomorphic meaning the same size. Now, in the case of the aluminium and the silicon, I mentioned earlier today that the aluminium goes in as a 3-plus cation. The silicon is there as a 4-plus cation. So substituting an aluminium for silicon puts a negative charge onto the structure. Looking at the typical isomorphic substitution patterns we get, if we take our aluminium and silicon then, we can see that they're very similar size. If we look at the octahedral sheet, then we have got iron, magnesium and aluminium all being of a comparable sort of size. So what we'll find then is potentially we can substitute aluminium for silicon in the tetrahedral sheet, and we can substitute any of these guys for aluminium in the octahedral sheet. Now, remember again, all of these sort of things like isomorphic substitution, primary, secondary minerals, all of this sort of stuff is